T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wanted to bring my wife back on the show today. She was on with us on Friday morning. If you missed it, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago. She was doing a self-examination and found a lump in one of her breasts. And they have been tracking this lump over the past couple of years. And they finally said to her, we feel like it's growing. It's getting too big. And we need to have it removed. So she went in on Friday. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. Just dropping off at school. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Good. Feeling good. Feeling good.
Doing your same old regular mom duties.
That's right.
Can't stop, day. Won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Atlanta Tiger. Absolutely. Can't stop, won't stop.
So she went in on Thursday, had the surgery at Brigham and Women's, and I got to say thank you to them. They were just incredible over there. They took great care of her. I, of course, got lost and went to the wrong hospital. I spent an hour in the car going to the wrong hospital on Friday.
But only you.
Yeah, I know. But I made it there.
I mean, hey, go to the hospital where your son was born.
Yeah. The one that has the big sign outside that says,
I know.
Brigham and Women's.
I know.
Carson's like, where was Barrett born again?
Right.
I mean, literally park anywhere and just walk.
Yeah.
They're all there.
I went to Mass General and was sitting in front of it going, this is the wrong hospital.
Oh, Carson.
Has anyone seen a Southern lady on an IV?
Right. But I got to tell you, Lana, I don't know how much interaction you had with your doctor. I had a chance to talk to him after the surgery, and the guy just seemed like he was incredible.
He was. The whole team there, I couldn't have had a better experience. And I feel great. And they were just so awesome, you know. Like, it put my mind at ease. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And, I mean, just got to do it. I can't imagine the people that have more invasive surgeries, you know, that this was just like the tip of the iceberg, you know, really, because some people like having a double mastectomy, I can't imagine, you know.
But at the end,
put it a lot into perspective, you know. I'm just really thankful.
But everything's okay.
Yes, I mean, seems to be exactly what they thought it was, what it was diagnosed as, which is a good sign, because typically most of the time those are benign, and which we had biopsied, and I'll know by Wednesday, but they said it looked great.
Awesome.
I was up on Saturday, you know. Carson was like, no, I think you should rest, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I'm okay.
It's 1 o'clock.
I swear.
I took 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol, and that was about it.
Yeah, she took
nothing.
She was awake coming out of the operating room. Like, she was right back, like, up and ready to go.
Of course.
Immediately.
The best part was when they asked if they could tape my... He's like, I have a really awkward question. Are those real? Talking about my eyelashes. And I was like, yes. Why? He said, because I need to tape your eyes shut.
Would you like my serum?
Right.
I know a lady. I can help you.
She's like, with lashes like these.
Because seriously, have you seen Lana's lashes?
They're unbelievable. They
are. And the anesthesiologist dug in. He's like, no. Are they really real? Because I'm about to tape them. She's like, oh, no, they're really real.
They look beautiful.
Yeah, I talked to your doctor afterwards. It was me and Lana's mom, and he said, he came out and he's like, everything went great. He's like, the mass was a little bit bigger than what we thought going in. I mean, it was pretty big. And he said, but, you know, we went into the nipple. He's like, she's young.
Oh,
she's
my gosh,
beautiful.
You're sharing all of this.
Well, I think it's important that people know what exactly is happening and what goes on and the great work that these doctors do. And he said,
it is.
You know, and he said also, like, we want to do the right thing. We want it to look great and for you to feel great and to get it out. And so I was appreciative of all of that. I thought it was fantastic. So I'm just happy you're feeling.
Get that golf ball out of there.
Yeah,
can't
I know.
Believe that.
Right?
Golf ball. Wow.
Yeah, so it was like the size of a golf ball.
You're so tiny, Lana. I feel like that would have been sticking out, and you wouldn't be able to put your arms down.
Well, it was.
Well, it was sticking out.
Yeah, it was big and hard, and yeah, that was a big part.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Yeah.
And I think
it's out of there.
I'm so happy to hear that, Lana. I'm so happy.
Her third boob. Yeah.
It's like Total Recall.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Lana, thank you for sharing this too. I know it's very personal, but you know, Lana said to me, and I thought the same thing with Breast Cancer Awareness Month happening right now. It's just a reminder how important it is to check yourself. I mean, Lana was very young. You know, they say you're not supposed to go in and get checked until what? Maybe almost.
You get a mammogram until you're like 40, right?
It doesn't mean you shouldn't check.
Of course.
Check.
Yeah, and I felt, you know, like Erin has shared her story, which is obviously significantly different than mine. Mm-hmm. But, and I said to Carson, I go, you know, it doesn't compare, you know, to Erin and what she went through, you know, and, but
we're not comparing though. I think they're both equally important.
I know, but I didn't want it to see, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I just think, but it is important no matter what it is, just, you know, check yourself. It doesn't, it's good, bad, or, you know what I mean? Like, it was none of it's good, of course, but, you know, it's important.
All right. Well, I love you, babe.
All right. Love you guys, too. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye, Lana. Right,
bye, Lana. I'm glad you're okay.
It was funny. They suggested she get a more supportive thing to wear to help keep
you
them.
You can say nipple, but you can't say bra?
Well, I wasn't. No, it wasn't a bra. It was, I don't know what it was called.
Ew, girl stuff.
What they put on like afterwards, like the surgery.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Garment. It was some sort of, some sort of thing to keep. And so yesterday she's like, oh, I'm feeling so much better. She took it off and just put on like a regular bra. And then about 20 minutes later, she's like, yeah, gravity is a thing. I'm putting that support thing back on.
Need that.
Yeah. Ow, that hurts.
Dodgers.
So, yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.